Hello and welcome. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. For this week's show, we are going to go right back to the 1970s and focus on a band that is a real favourite of mine, the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra were active from the early 70s throughout the 80s and 90s. Their music only ceased when founding member and band leader Simon Jeffs unfortunately died in 1997. The track that we will be listening to today is called Chartered Flight. It is from their first album, Music from the Penguin Cafe, which was released in 1976. For those music buffs who love their history, the executive producer for this album was the legendary Brian Eno. It is very difficult to describe the style of this band. Just their makeup is unique. That is, Simon Jeffs on guitar and a range of other instruments, Helen Liebman, his wife, on cello, Steve Nye on electric piano, and Gavin Wright on violin and viola. Legend has it that Jeffs wanted to rebel not only from the rigid structures of classical music, but also from the limitations of rock music. I think it can be safely said that the Penguin Cafe Orchestra achieved those goals. For me, the Penguin Cafe Orchestra are the pin-up band for the statement, artists that couldn't be named but everybody knows a track or two. Many of their songs have been used on TV commercials, documentaries, and movies constantly throughout the years. Their songs tend to be used to accompany visuals that are based around emotive issues. I would argue that is the reason why their tunes perhaps stay in our heads for a lot longer than songs we hear without that emotional content. An example that you might like to check after this show is their track Perpetuum Mobile. I suspect that many of you will be surprised to find that you are not only familiar with the track, but that you are actually also quite moved by it. Another one of their famous pieces is called Telephone and Rubber Band, which is based around a tape loop of a UK telephone ringing tone, intersected with an engaged tone, and then accompanied by the twanging of a rubber band. Many musicians have subsequently sampled this song for their own work. Another track, Music for a Found Harmonium, was interestingly named as such when Jeffs wrote it on a harmonium that he found dumped in a back street in Kyoto, Japan. This was in 1982 as a part of their first tour of Japan. If you do explore them further, I think you'll be surprised by how many of their tracks that you will be familiar with. Up until Jeff's untimely death, they had released 5 studio albums and 2 live albums. There is a lot of their music to discover, and I can guarantee that it will take you to some pretty strange musical places. This is an ensemble whose music knew no bounds. In 2009, Jeff's son Arthur founded a distinct successor band simply called A Penguin Cafe. Although it includes no original Penguin Cafe Orchestra members, it features many of their pieces in its live repertoire. I got to see them play at WOMAD a few years ago at a sit-down concert and was genuinely moved by their performance. I was thrilled that it gave me a glimpse in what it would have been like to see the Penguin Cafe Orchestra in their heyday. So here it is, Chartered Flight from the unique band Penguin Cafe Orchestra from their 1976 album Music from the Penguin Cafe.